And today I'm with my good friend Laurie Flexman. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Martin. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome, and happy National Cerebral Palsy Day.
Thank you. Happy National Cerebral Palsy Day to you and all your listeners.
Oh, thank you very much, Laurie. Laurie, I have got some questions here about you with cerebral palsy. Do you know how old were you when you got diagnosed with cerebral palsy?
Well, I've had it pretty much all my life. But when I was little, I was premature, which means I was an early baby, so I was born 6 weeks earlier than I should have, and I had to spend the first 6 weeks of my life in intensive care.
Oh, wow.
University Hospital. Although back in our day, it was Mayday.
What has been the biggest challenge for you?
I suppose it does get easier with time, but I suppose it's like educating people about cerebral palsy, like telling, helping them see in the public that I am actually a person and I can actually talk for myself rather than talking over me. And
what is the main barrier or issues that you face because of your cerebral palsy?
I suppose it's because I have spasms, which I am now on medication for, which I have to take 3 times a day after food.
Okay, can you tell us more about it, about your spasm, if you want to?
Yeah. So, a spasm, how I can best describe it, it's basically my body gets a lot of pain. So, Sometimes it can happen at night, a lot of times it can happen anytime. A spasm is like if you can imagine running a marathon, but your body gets stuck in a position and you can't move it, but the pain sometimes gets so bad that you can't, that it's like you're running a marathon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're sitting down. And trust me when I say this, when it happens at night, that is the scariest thing.
I bet you cope with it all of your life, but at least you got it under control now. I'm really pleased for you, mate. How do you face with a disability?
My faith, I guess, comes from where when I was little, I was, as I said earlier, I was born 6 weeks premature. The doctors said I would not be able to walk, I wouldn't be able to talk. So, and I think if I can give a massive shout out to me, all that Holy Trinity, but particularly I'd like to thank Nick Hoff. He has really encouraged me since I've been coming to Holy Trinity Redhill. I now read the Bible regularly, which I never thought I'd be able to do. And that's something that I've only had the confidence to do at Holy Trinity. And that's because the staff team there are so understanding of my disability. And they are so helpful. Like, during lockdown, I felt so isolated because it really is, COVID was really difficult because I didn't even have the option to go to church. So, and obviously, having a disability, I have a lot more things that I struggle to understand. So I just felt my faith journey took a real backward step, but Nick and all the staff team held regular Zoom meetings or video calls with me on FaceTime, and without their support, I can honestly say lockdown would have been so much difficulter. So a big shout out to everyone from Holy Trinity Redhill.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I love you guys.
Oh, that's brilliant, Laurie. You must be proud of yourself, of who you come right now. What advice would you give for someone who has got cerebral palsy?
Don't be ashamed of your disability. Be an ambassador. You know, God has made you in His image. So as long as we know that that God loves us, then why are we bothered at what other people think? You know, people are gonna stare, but you know what I think?
If
they feel sorry for me, I say, I feel sorry for you, because the fact that you've even had had to say that to me shows me that you don't know how lucky I am to be alive. And I don't say that lightly, but I am very lucky to be here.
Thank you, Pat Laurie.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome, Laurie. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.